Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hang in, Lisa?
Yep, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, can you hang in, Lisa?
I can.
Yeah, yeah, that's just a recording starting.
Okay.
You and I are now recording, but we're not live, so it's okay.
You're not, okay. So you can edit, yeah.
Edit when she got caught up in the middle of a conversation. So.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Got some of my workout in. I'll finish it up later. So, yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Seconds, I'm going to be disconnecting myself from this line and getting up with the line that Adrian is on. So.
Okay.
Just hang in there. Sorry.
No, I'm here. I'm just checking mail. You know, I'm sitting at the computer. Plenty to do.
Yeah.
Plenty to do. Check mail and stuff. Yeah. Daniel's in the other room working.
Sorry, Lisa, you want to call back at 10:30?
Hello? I'm here.
Yeah.
You think that's how long it'll be? Okay, if you want.
I don't know how long she's going to be.
I can put you on speakerphone while I sit here and work at the desk. I'm in the back room of the desk.
Okay.
So if you think it's like 10, 15 minutes, yeah. So if, in case it's sooner.
I just don't know. I just don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No problem. Okay, all right. Well, let me put you. Listen, tell you what. I'll put you on speakerphone. I'm here. If it starts getting much, much longer, I'll hang up and call back. Okay?
You got to tell me if you're doing that. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm here. I'm on speaker. So you can talk to me if you need to.
Okay. All right.
I'm here. I'm just here in the background.
Okay, she's getting off.
Oh, okay. Okay,
fine. She's getting
I'm
off.
Here.
She's getting off. Okay, good. So I'm disconnecting this call now, and I'm going to reconnect her on the line she's going to talk on, okay?
Oh, okay. Sounds
hang
good.
On. Just hang in, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
You were not on the air, so don't.
Okay, I figured, yeah.
Where are you? Are you home?
I'm home. Yeah, no, I'm home in the back room. And Daniel came in last night. He had a big conference in New York, so he's staying with us. So he's in the kitchen working. So he just got up.
Okay. So everything is good?
Everything is good. Everything
feels
is good.
Like I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. Am I going to see you this weekend at any point?
When is walks? When are those walks? I just came back myself from California and have been.
I figured, yeah.
Nuts, but I didn't even look at my calendar for the weekend. There is a walk, right?
Yeah, there's one on Saturday with free walkers, and then on Sunday it's a big hike in Minnewaska. That's with Connie Sanchi, the neuropsychologist. That's a different that's a different group, but I can tell you about that later.
I think I went on it.
I think you did
I went on it.
You did.
I remember it. I was holding on to a tree because it was very slippery.
Yes.
Okay. So
Saturday is interesting, the historical one. Yeah. So anyway, we can talk later about all that.
Right. Yeah. I will. That's on free walkers, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Saturday.
Okay. I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go. There's no reason for
me
not
charge.
To go.
Guess what?
You're in charge. Well, then,
I'm in charge.
So
yes.
If you're in charge,
Paul
I'll
can't make
go.
It. I'm in charge, so and Bob's going to help me because he's going to navigate and all that kind of stuff and help. So because I didn't do it last year, it's called
so
the Battle of Short Hills. But anyway, I know you're on a time schedule, so
I'm doing it. Yeah. That's great. Okay, so here is what we're going to do. This is a full half hour. There's no breaks.
Okay.
So what were you looking at? Am I wrong about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a full half hour, no breaks? Yeah, full half hour, no breaks. And however, I do take a break of my own once or twice where I give I have like a seminar, so I'll promote a seminar.
Commercial,
now,
yeah.
For you, what do you want to promote?
What do I want to promote? I would love to promote to talk about phone coaching, telephone wellness coaching from anywhere in the country, and the benefit of having someone in your corner, you might say, to support your wellness goals on a regular basis. But that's I'm not looking so much to promote personal training.
Right.
Now, you can mention, it's not a commercial, but I didn't tell you about this, but the public won't see it, but you can use it as a kind of endorsement. I'm going to be featured in January in the American Council of Exercise Fitness Journal. It's, that happened last week.
And what is the angle of that?
The angle is that their feature mirror is what they call an ACE, A-C-E, Pro, P-R-O.
Okay.
It's their one page of featuring members. Now, it is a professional journal, but the angle is what inspired me to go into the business. You know, what I do. It's a one-page spread that they asked me 5 questions. What inspired me? What kind of workouts do I do? Of course, I gave free walkers. I tried to give free walkers a plug.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about things like that, about walking, you know, and aging. I know of aging. I know you know aging.
We're going to talk
you
about all
travel?
That.
You said travel? You said travel in your note.
Right. We're going to talk about all that. Now I know what to do. But it's the American Council of Fitness Journal.
No. The American, write it down, because that's important. The American Council on Exercise. The American Council on Exercise. It's a professional journal. Like, the public can't buy it on the newsstands.
Right. Okay, hold on.
Okay, but that's, it's just... it's cool. I'll end up, you know, doing a reprint and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So, good. So what I'm going to ask, that's the American Council on Exercise.
Right.
Journal. Now, what I will probably ask you about that is, I'll morph for what inspires you, which you're writing for professionals, to what... how you inspire others to take a path and stick to a path. We'll talk about phone wellness coaching, right?
Okay.
And here's the thing I want you to know that's a little different. Number one, it's not a show on aging. It is a travel show. And not just travel, but travel and leisure. So we'll definitely be talking about how to use your gym and you know, how to get fit for travel, how to use phone coaching for travel, people who want to do the hikes and all that, and how they get fit for that.
I have an idea, too.
Okay, tell me.
And also on the road, kind of like you do, and I thought about this, excuse me, even when I was down in Myrtle Beach 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, would not say this because it might offend people down in Myrtle Beach, but, you know, the idea of... when you're traveling and the weather or things like that don't quite go the way you planned,
right?
You know, the plan A and the plan B. In other words, have a backup plan,
right?
For what you want to do to stay active.
That's a good one. Okay, we will talk about that, and then we will also talk about. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is that it's local. This is a show.
Oh, cool.
This is not a national show. This is a show that's right around you. All the people listening are here.
Yeah.
So if you did want to talk about free walkers or if you're doing a presentation, they can come on down. Anything you would like?
We can
come down Saturday if you want. I mean, whatever you want.
Sure. Well, I'll give free walkers a plug in this. The idea of travel, well, it's interesting because you can ask this question since we did it together. The idea of free walkers and being it's a nonprofit. We are a 501c3, as you know. And the mission of the group is to both improve health and wellness, and promote walking for people of all ages, all shapes and sizes, and at any level, you know, even though it's long distance.
I know you're on the board, but do you have a title at all?
I'm vice president.
Vice president, okay, good.
I am vice president of Free Walkers. And the trip, like we took, when you talk about travel and leisure, the group trip, the Spain trip, and they're now working on the trip for next year.
Great.
So we don't know what that is yet, but we don't know, but there will be some international trip next year.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And that people can go to the website. They can go to the website when the time comes. Yeah.
Good.
So we have free walkers, we have coaching, we have aid. Too much. I'll leave it to you.
I know.
I'll leave it
so
all to you.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to take a few seconds. We'll be quiet. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to start talking. You'll hear me right away. When you hear me introduce the show, you're going to know you're on. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, hold on. So I just pressed the button like I always do. I'm ready to go. Yes? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is the Travel and Leisure Half Hour every single Saturday. And it is the specifically fun arm of our Wednesday evening, not that that can't be fun, financial show, the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. As we always say, on Wednesday we teach you how to make money, on Saturday we teach you how to spend it. But today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Risa Olinsky, very, very close friend of mine, by the way. My personal trainer from decades ago. She's come a long, long, long way since then. But the good part is, I haven't. I look exactly the way I did when she began. Why? Because it really works, the kind of training that she gives. And we're going to be talking with her, and I hope inspiring you to make the changes that you dream about every single morning, and then by the time you go to sleep that night, you haven't done what you thought you were going to do for your body, for your soul, for your spirit. We're also going to tell you some wonderful opportunities to start walking, which you know is one of the most important enduring exercises, regardless of your age, right here in the great state of New Jersey in a very convenient way, in a very specialized way, and even how to go on travel walks. And what to do if you do go and travel, you're just not getting the exercise you hoped that you'd be getting. So we're covering a lot of bases today with Risa. She's been a guest on many of my shows over the years, and everybody's always getting something really important out of it. So thanks, Risa. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Adrienne. It's really fun to be here again. Appreciate it.
No,
thank you.
It really is, and let's run right into it. I do know that the American Council on Exercise, in their journal come January, I think it's their inaugural 2016 journal, it's going to have you as featured as one of the ace pros in exercise and fitness. But I will tell you that a lot of people listening are saying, oh, no, not another exercise program. So let's take a look at how you actually work and what phone wellness coaching is all about. A lot of people have heard of it, but they're really not clear. What does that mean as, let's say, compared to having a personal trainer or a nutritionist or just going to a gym? What is phone wellness coaching all about?
Well, Adrienne, about 10 years ago or so, let me backtrack for a second. We know that there is life coaching. There is coaching in every industry, in every field, and the word coach immediately brings to mind somebody standing at the sidelines, perhaps in a soccer game with your kids or a baseball game or a professional coach. And if you think about what a coach actually does for the student, the player, the individual, they take them from where they are at the moment. A coach of any kind takes you from where you are at the moment and improves your game and helps you improve the game, whatever that may be. So wellness coaching developed about 10 years ago or so when people in the industry that I'm in, health and fitness and wellness, started realizing that it wasn't just about what exercise we do, what food we put in our mouth. It wasn't the breakdown of little things that make big changes, but it was really the big picture. The big picture of the total wellness, mind, body, and spirit, which everyone hears about and speaks about. So how would an individual take those steps to behavioral change? Very often they need support. They want to make changes. They know what they want to do. And in the coaching world, as we say, the coach is not the expert. The client is. So my job as a wellness coach, and which is very easily done by telephone, web, text message, email, and in person if the person happens to be nearby, my job is to take them from where they are, help them figure out exactly what it is they want to do, and get to that point with support, with information, with questions, and basically coach them through the game of wellness.
You know, there's a great business book. It's called Good to Great. And what it basically says is if you're very good at something, it's a little difficult to become great. because you're happy, you're contented. Whereas if you're somebody who's a kind of a mess in business, you're starting from scratch, you tend to improve very, very rapidly because there's a lot that you can actually do. Now, I don't know if that is true also in the issue of fitness and wellness. Who calls you? People who already are training and they're in very good shape and they just want to go from good to great, or people who are starting from scratch?
That's a very interesting question, and a good one for that matter. I'd say both, but I'd say more the people that are starting from scratch. Well, starting from scratch or have tried many different things. So they may not already be good at what they're doing, but they do have a good idea of what they need to do. So they're intelligent, they're goal oriented, they are, but possibly not motivated quite enough to stick to something. When you and I worked together years ago, as you mentioned in your introduction, we worked on your exercises. We worked on perfecting and learning how to lift weights and learning what to eat and what not to eat. And when you traveled, learning how to change your behavior that way. The little steps that you took and that you would incorporate into your daily life changed your body over a period of time, and you've maintained it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell people my story, and I'm sure you've got a lot of other stories that are very different that they might touch them to understand what they can really do, because I do know the problems of being overweight. I personally know the problems of not feeling good in the morning when you're putting your clothes on and making promises to yourself at night before you go to sleep that you don't keep. I really do know this. I've known this for all of my life because I was a fat kid and a fairly heavy adult. And when I was 44, I had a second child. And by the time I was 48, I was really very heavy and very uncomfortable in my own body. In fact, I probably wore clothes that were bigger than I needed to because I was that uncomfortable. So my story is that I had to carve out the time in my day. I was far from retired. I was in the peak earning years. And it was very difficult for me to believe that I could get as much done in a day if I took an hour out every day to exercise. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was just going to waste an hour. And the long story short is, and for any of you who are working or very busy, you get more done. If you do your hour of exercise because a coach has stimulated and inspired you to do it, you will actually get more done by the end of the day. I don't know how it works, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, and I'll throw it back to you, Risa, is this. I do travel a lot. From my life hobby of travel, after all, this is a travel and leisure show, and also for my business. And this is what happens. I go to the gym. It's unbelievable. Sometimes I think I'm a different person. But I will wake up the hour earlier before a conference or run. I just did it last weekend in California during the lunch break. I found the gym in the hotel where the conference was, and I actually thought to bring my clothes. I went to the gym for the hour, I came back, and I went back to the conference. I would never have done that. That would have been unthinkable before we started to work together. It wouldn't even have come to my mind, let alone have it so natural. So going back to you, people do feel they can't fit it into their life. As a coach, how do you coach them out of that belief? Because it's logical. If I take an hour or two to exercise, I have an hour or two less for my work. It must be something that you say to people like that or help them through. Because that's a big barrier.
That's a huge, huge barrier. And the way that we do it, the way that I do it, is the first part of coaching is that I get to know the individual. I have a questionnaire that I give them that they complete before we even meet. And it asks a lot of personal questions. Everything is kept strictly confidential. It asks questions about their lifestyle, about what they did before, about what they want to do. And I take the first hour or two that we work together to really get to know them, just to have a conversation. The way that we take those steps for small changes is we don't talk about exercise for an hour or an hour and a half. We talk about 10 or 15 minutes. We look at their schedule during the day, and I ask them questions. Coaching is all about questioning. I ask them questions about what they do at lunchtime, what their schedule is like before they might get up and go to work in the morning or take care of a family or take care of grandchildren or whatever it may be. I ask them a lot of questions so that I get a picture in my mind of what this individual's daily routine is. And then I say, well, what would happen if when you come home at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, you call a friend and you go for a walk around the block? And they say, well, I don't have that much time. And I'll say, do you have 10 minutes? Do you have 15 minutes? How many days per week might you be able to do this for 15 minutes? And then the light bulb goes off in their head, and they say, the answer is generally, oh, I can do 15 minutes. So we set that goal for that week. They write it down, I write it down, and this can all be done by the telephone. The next week we have an appointment, we get on the phone again, and the first few minutes of conversation, how'd your week go? Tell me about what worked. Tell me about what maybe didn't work. And then very often I get an answer such as, well, you know, I got it in for 2 days, but I know I said I was going to do it for 4 days. I didn't quite get it done for 4 days. So then my reaction is, well, what percentage? Pretty easy math. What percentage of your goal did you achieve? And they say, well, half. I said I was going to do four. I did half of it. And then my response will be something such as, and how does that compare to what you did before? And they say,
uh-huh,
it's 50% more. I say, well, isn't
go.
That wonderful? Yes.
So there's
then
an achievement level.
Yes. A feeling of success. When an individual has a feeling of success and they say, oh, so the key here is goal setting. The key
yes.
is setting goals that are a little bit beyond their reach, but still achievable. And then
and, you
we
know, the
reevaluate.
Intentionality. Yeah, and the evaluation and intentionality is
yes.
the beginning. They really set an intention. And that's what you
yeah.
did with me. So I kind of know some of these things, but I really didn't know. And I think that listeners are, you know, you hear about coaching, it sounds good, you know it costs money, you know you need it in your life, mm-hmm. but you wonder, what is it really? It's like the black box of mystery, particularly when it's phone coaching and it's not personal training. People know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
They have you do exercises and they stand there while you're doing the exercise. But this is something where you're out on your own. And so what happens in that period of time is facilitating people to incorporate it into their life for real, not as a fantasy or a promise to themselves. You know, you talked about evaluation, but I definitely want to get to that. But I do want people to know two things. Walking is wonderful. We have mm-hmm. gone on walking trips together, Risa and I, with a group called Free Walkers. One of the major trips we did on walking is the iconic trip of the world, which is the pilgrimage called The Way. There's a movie about that, and it's really a very, very good movie that is fictionalized, showing people walking in Spain and Portugal as we do. You can also do this in France. It's a pilgrimage. If you do the whole thing, it's 500 miles. We did about 100.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were on that were of all ages, but I can tell you that most of them were shocked that they were able to do it because there was a time in every one of their lives that they couldn't. And Risa is actually the vice president and on the board of Free Walkers, and she's going to tell you about it right now. And I hope, Risa, that you'll invite people to come walk with mm-hmm. us this Saturday.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I joined up with this group. This is a great short story, but I was challenged by a friend of mine about 5 years ago. And my friend David, who's also on our board, he knew that I was a walker, and he knew that I loved fitness and exercise, of course. And he said, hey, you're a hot shot. Can you walk 50 miles? And I looked at him. I said, David, what are you talking about? And that was the beginning. No, I did not walk 50 miles. And yes, I will say there are people in the group who can, but you know, you and I, Adrian, you know, we haven't done that much, and that's okay.
We made 30,
but there are also,
and you've made
right,
even
we did
more 30, than
30. We've done many 30s, many.
Yeah.
But there are people in the group who join us and walk a few miles. There are people in the group, someone this past weekend started, she walked up a hill that she had never walked up before, and she said, that's good, I can do that much, I'll meet you at the other end. So what Free Walkers is a gentleman named Paul Kizek from New Jersey had this vision many, many years ago when he was a teenager of the Kennedy mission of increasing physical fitness and of people walking. And he decided that he was going to walk 50 miles. Well, fast forward to many, many years later, he started Free Walkers with that goal. We have grown. We have close to 1,000 on our mailing list, people that participate. We get anywhere from 10 to 60 people at various events. And a wonderful thing about this organization is, as it is called, it is Free Walkers. We do not charge for walks. We are a nonprofit, so yes, we ask for donations, voluntary donations for people if they choose to, but they don't have to. And the walks are free. We walk through communities in New Jersey. We walk through communities in New York. We walk all over the place. And as you said, our wonderful trip, the El Camino to Spain, was last April. And the goal is to get people up on their feet. There's a huge movement, as we know, the Surgeon General's report came out, to get America walking.
Yes.
So how do you do that? One of the most exciting things is that when I see people, when I see clients or friends or family that say, oh, I could never do that. I couldn't imagine walking more than 3 miles. That's a lot.
I started at 3 miles, and that was hard for me.
Yeah. And then when you say you can walk 3 miles, we'd look at you and say, if you can walk 3 miles, chances are you can walk five. If you can walk five, chances are you can walk six, seven, eight. And the self-efficacy and the enthusiasm, the passion that you feel when you're with people and walking these distances. Now, I have to jump in and say, this is not race walking. This is not competitive. Everyone goes at their own speed. If you need to stop, you stop. And there's a tremendous camaraderie in the group, which you certainly know.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you have to tell everybody that at the end we meet. We often have a drink.
People
say, how can you walk 30 miles and have a drink? Yes, you can walk 30 miles and have a drink. And other people who didn't make the 30 miles or 5 miles or whatever it is, they even meet us. They meet us afterwards.
Right.
I mean,
they come down.
A party.
They come down. It's a lot of fun. We have a walk coming up this Saturday. It's called the Battle of Short Hills. You can find it on the website, which is freewalkers.org. We are meeting at the Metuchen's train station, where you can park your car there, and we're doing a historical walk. The details, I won't spend the time going over that, but the details are all on the website. We're walking through communities, through towns, through Cranford, Westfield, then into Watchung Reservation to the deserted village. At the deserted village, which will be 13 miles, there will be Union County Transportation. They're shuttling people back to the Westfield train station. Many of our walks, as people will find on the site, very often we start at train stations or areas where there is public transportation so that you can, as much as possible, either take a train, get a bus, and these days call, I won't publicly use names, but you know the organizations you can call to get a ride. So there are many ways to adjust your distance and do what you feel comfortable. You never know. Sometimes you
give
do more.
Us the, we'll take a little bit of a break now. Give us the website again for Free Walkers, and give us the website for your coaching services.
Thank you. Well, Free Walkers is the usual www.freewalkers.org. And my website is very simply my name, Risa, R-I-S-A, Olinsky, with a Y, .com. And then I have a Facebook page, which I invite everyone to join me on. As well.
Right. And by the way, when you do that, you will learn from Risa many, many things. She's very prolific on the web, on social media. She's always giving you very important and good information free of charge through her Facebook. Wonderful pictures, lots of inspiration on the pictures, and also information on the Free Walkers. Now, one bit of information I would like to give you is how we can meet. We're doing seminars all over our area, and we just did one this week at the Chimney Rock in Gillette, and it was so successful, we engaged them a second time around. So October 29th, please write this down. On October 29th at 11:30 a.m., we're going to have a spectacular lunch. It's absolutely free, But having done this before, I can tell you, there's only 60 chairs there to be really comfortable. And I think we have about 40 sign-ups. And this is, you know, I always tell you the truth. So there's room, but every day new people are calling because we do have advertisements and we do have information out on this. I'm really going to encourage you to make a call. I know it's early in the morning on a Saturday. You're going to get a voicemail. But call 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. If you're listening to this show, I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy our time together. What we do is very simple. We have a spectacular lunch. We couldn't believe what the Chimney Rock was in Gillette was feeding us. The appetizer was an entire pizza. Don't let Risa hear any of these things. I can get her. But that was the beginning. Then, of course, there's a wonderful presentation, if I say so myself. I've really gotten this down to be able to impart to you in about 40 minutes everything you need to know for a successful retirement lifestyle. Everything from the taxes to where the money can go to investment trends that are going on to what's happening in the market to where you might want to live to how to stay in the great state of New Jersey without having your money outlive you. You know, you really don't want to outlive your own money. You want to be able to have your money live as long as you do and beyond. So it's a terrific financial retirement seminar based on everything we've done in our recent book, Beating the Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. So you know you're uncomfortable with money. Make yourself 100% comfortable. Come to the seminar and have a good time. It is free, 800-467-8152. Leave a message, or if you want to call during the week, you'll get live people to take your free registration. 800-467-8152. So let's go back to this. You know, we're talking about leisure. We're talking about being healthy for our travel activities. Let's turn this around a little bit, Risa, and speak about traveling. Now, you recently had an experience where you didn't have the weather that you thought you would have for all the activities you wanted to get in. And people do go. I mean, a lot of people from New Jersey will go to Florida, or they'll go to North Carolina, or they'll go even to the Caribbean, and it starts to rain. And now they're indoors. What do you do to motivate yourself, and what can you do to make sure you're fit for a trip to begin with, and then if you go somewhere, keep active while you're on vacation?
Well, my husband and I, we booked this trip down to Myrtle Beach thinking we were going to have our own summer vacation in September, at the end of the summer, and got down there, and we had 4 days of rain. This was pre-hurricane. I'm thankful for that. But it was 4 days of rain and clouds and so-so weather, not exactly your summer weather. And what we did do, and what I recommend to people all the time, is think about first, before you hit the plane or the road or the car, how you're going to pack, what clothing you're going to bring with you. If we had brought only our shorts and our T-shirts and our bathing suits, one, it was chilly, it wouldn't have been comfortable. So even if you've looked ahead and you're packing, always bring along exercise, some kind of fitness exercise, comfort clothes. One of the things I recommend to people are fabulous walking pants, which are the kind that zip off. You've seen
right.
me wear them, Adrienne. Where they're pants, they're made out of a wicking material, a very light nylon or polyester type material. You can buy them at most of your athletic stores. And they zip off to shorts. So here's my experience. We go down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My bathing suit never came out of the suitcase, unfortunately, and I love to swim. It just wasn't swimming weather. The riptide was strong, the water was rough, we couldn't go in, and it wasn't really sunny. And the pool was a little less than desirable. So what did we do? We walked the beach every single day. We walked, we drove, we rented a car, we went down to Charleston, where we had never been. Walked the city of Charleston. Fabulous, fabulous city. So what do you do? I have, my theory is, I call it the Y factor, the letter Y. Like, just visualize a letter Y. And you're going in a straight line. You hit the middle where it becomes a Y, and you have a roadblock. You've got something that just got in your way. It can be weather. It can be time. It could be you're at a meeting. Someone called you in for a meeting you didn't plan on, whatever it may be. You had plan A, which is one side of the Y, and you've got plan B, which is the other side. And you've got to make a choice. So it's the Y factor, because if you didn't think ahead for plan A or plan B, you don't have any choices.
Mm-hmm.
So part of behavioral lifestyle, part of being in the moment and being able to make decisions in the moment is giving yourself flexibility. Call ahead, look ahead, pack your suitcase in a way that you've got your sneakers, that you have the clothes. My dress clothes never came out of the suitcase those 4 or 5 days. It was a totally laid-back trip. Another thing I like to recommend to people is if you think there's going to be a fitness center or a gym and you want to do something like that, again, find out in advance. But there are some simple exercise tools that you can travel with. Resistance bands you can travel with.
You might suggest that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very easy, get through airport security, no problem. They're all rubber and plastic handles. And you can do a wide variety of exercises right in a hotel room. The other thing is learning, and this is something I can do with coaching, even by phone with people, learning how to do exercises just using your own body weight. Learning that you can do things like dips and push-ups against a stable table, on the floor. There are so many things you can do in advance to prepare. The key to traveling anywhere with staying fit is, again, part of a mindset. Very often we go away and we think fancy restaurants and we think bus tours. I'm not a big bus tour person. Get out and walk. Get out and walk the city. Oh, don't forget your pedometer or your Fitbit or whatever it is you like to use to count your steps.
I'm going to bring that up in a second. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell everybody again where they can find you and me. First with yourself. Give them the email address, if you have one, that you would like them to use, or the mm-hmm. website they could go to for yourself and for free walkers.
Well, folks, I would love you to reach out. My email, which you are more than happy to email me, right, as Adrian said, even when you get off the phone, I'm going to be around today and I will answer it, is my first name, Risa, R-I-S-A, at Risa. Olinsky, and that's spelled OLINSKY.com. Risa at RisaOlinsky.com. My office line is 973-761-5758. And I am a good old-fashioned person, and I return phone calls. In addition, your first wellness coaching telephone consultation is always complimentary. Always. It's to find out if it's a fit. What I do is something you need, and if what you need is something I can help you with. So it's free. The first consultation is always free. So again, it's Risa at RisaOlinsky.com.
And RisaOlinsky.com is also the website.
Website.
And there's freewalkers.org. And by the way, if you want to meet us, we're walking. We're going to be walking this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to freewalkers.org, you can get all the information, and it is free, on the trip, the Battle of Short Hills.
The Battle of Short Hills. We have, and you'll find our schedule there. There'll be another walk, another interesting walk coming up in November. The date is not at the top of my mind, but it's on the website, and it's called the Whistle Stop. And that's going to be walking along the train line from, if I remember correctly, Cranford, but again, it's on there, all the way out to the Somerville Circle, out through Rahway and that
beautiful.
Whole area.
And
it,
as a travel show.
It's a travel show.
I want to remind everybody that we're also traveling together. We don't know where,
we'll
be doing a second travel. Yeah.
Another interesting thing about walking with people, it just happened to me this past week as well on one of our walks, is you meet people that have come from all over the place. They are from New York. We had folks from Pennsylvania. These events draw people from all over. It's great networking. It's whatever career, whatever business you're in. You want to meet new people. When you're walking and talking with someone for 5, 10, 15, 20 miles.
It gets very intimate. It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have to thank you. I can't believe it. We're at the end of our time. I want to remind you again talk about networking, October 29th at the Chimney Rock in Gillette at 11:30. A wonderful seminar. We had a ball. We had over 60 people last time. We're limiting it to 60 this time so that everybody has a great seat. Call 800-467-8152. That's 800-467-8152. Tell them that you want to register for the Adrian Berg Seminar. And please listen to us every single Wednesday from 6 to 7, drive time, at the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. Have a wonderful week. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, we did a great job. Look how fast that went.
Oh, my God. I was almost going to jump in at the end, but I realized you were wrapping up to say that I will join you at the seminar. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
But I didn't want to interrupt.
That would be, could you do that?
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the count. It's
look at the count.
No, I love doing that. I'm looking, let me just, I was thinking that as, because I wrote down the date, and I'm pretty sure, no, I'd like to,
And this is not a woman's seminar like the last one. This is everybody.
The 29th. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, that's August. What am I looking at? Yeah, no, October 29th is, yes, I have a client at 10 a.m. I could even push her up earlier. But, yeah, I might be able to push her up to 9, and then I'll shoot out there. Because it's only about a half hour, I think, Gillette.
Right.
I know where it is, yeah. I'll see if I can push Michelle up earlier.
Did you get
earlier.
The phone number?
Yes,
let me give you the phone number because
yeah.
The truth is, telling me is not good enough. You got to.
I know. Oh no, believe me, I know that. I know that. Yeah, no. Just looking at the date, I can push her up. I see somebody every Thursday, not every Thursday, once a month on Thursday. Excuse me. So, but she's very young mother. That was great. That was great.
It is great. I love it. So.
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
So, do you have a pencil for me to give you the phone number?
To give what, 800
number? Give you the phone number.
Oh, I have it, 467-8152.
Oh, good. Great.
I write things down. What was I going to ask you? Oh, after the show airs, if you want to, I'll look for the link. My website is now Wix, and I can throw it up there, throw the link up, unless you want me
Perfect.
To do it, not ahead. Is it going to be? Yeah, Stuart will send it to me after.
Well, it will air this Saturday. It'll air while we're on the walk.
We're walking, good. So after that's
that,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's the
before.
Only thing. Yeah, that's the
right.
Problem.
That's good. I'll do it on Monday. The Sunday I'll do Minnewaska. And if I need help, I'll ask him how. But basically my new site is finally, and I need to update it, finally something that I can do myself. It's actually a Wix site. It's a self. So I can throw that up there.
I hear them advertised. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still challenging a little bit. I still feel somewhat challenged, but I need to do it more often. Like I was looking at the other day, and I said events coming for August and September, and I'm like, oops, it's now October. I think I better update it. So Saturday, Bob is actually going down to scout out. I'm so thankful he's coming. Paul can't be there. He by the way, he had a sixth grandchild last week. The baby was born.
Oh, how great. Okay.
Yes, he's got now. It's the fourth girl and two boys. Mm-hmm. So he said he had to rearrange some family event. They had to push forward to this weekend. And, of course, you know, he didn't know when the baby was going to come exactly. So he did that. But I'm going to be the key point person, but of course, like all the time, it's not like I'm going to be just leading, but I have all the materials, I have that, I actually have to study it.
When does it
start? What?
How early do I have to get there?
At 8-ish at Metuchen train station.
That's good.
Now, you don't
have
to worry about this, and Stuart will probably be dropping you, but Bob's going down to scout out parking, because David did it last year, and he said the parking is on Saturday can be challenging because the parking charge, and I don't care about paying for it, but something about feeding a meter. So Bob Quinlan, who you know I absolutely adore, is literally going down there to scout it out and said if he can and needs to, he will reach out to the police chief, as he does, to see if there's anywhere or what's the right place to park and things like that.
Okay, so you know what? I may call him and ask him if he could drive me. And
Okay.
Because Stuart does have something that morning. We could make both, but Do you have Bob's number offhand?
Yeah, of course. It's right on my cell phone. Let's see. Let me pull it up here. If he can. Let's see. It is. Give me a second. Phone. Oh, favorites. Where is he? Oh, actually, no. I got to go to my contacts because it's. Hang in. Bob. So many things. People think these cell phones are easy, you know? You got to get to the right. Here we go. Okay. His 908.
Right.
797.
Mm-hmm.
3764.
Okay. I better go to work. I'll talk to you plenty. I can't wait to see you. It'll be Saturday. It'll be great.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Okay.
Well, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.